The Glenside League, this is for you guys. This is Fox NFL analyst and Super Bowl champion Tony Siragusa, and you're listening to the Glenside League Fantasy Football Podcast. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Glenside League Fantasy Football Podcast.
Welcome to the Glenside League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am by default your host, Matt Herbley, and I am very happy to say I am here recording in person at the Ranch, 414 Penn Avenue. You know where you could find him. The commish, owner of the El Bundo franchise, Mr. Brian O'Meara. Brian, how you doing? I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back on location at Pod Central here. It has been a while. It got a little tough to get times together and record. I know there's a lot of talk of me being afraid of jinxing my team as a result of the podcast.
That's my theory, is that you you were rolling and you didn't want anything to mess with it.
I'm telling you, there wasn't much credence to that. I was definitely upset looking at things and seeing that it would only be like one person listened or something. Yeah. I don't know if those stats are correct or anything, but I said, what the hell am I doing then every week?
People were not listening, and I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't need 100 listens. I don't need 200 listens, but if like a few people from the league listen, that's all I care about.
Yeah, I think our number one fan for the TGL was happy we had the draft preview. Clear
dogs. Oh, did he listen? All right.
I said it to him, and he was excited, it seemed like.
I need a stone cold drop on here for him. While I'm looking
I'm
over
sure
there,
I'm really happy that we're back. Billy Seisman, sent a text today. Said when's it coming out. So
yeah,
I didn't want to ruin the surprise. I figured it would be nice to.
Nah, we'll just drop it on him. Yeah, because once you put it out there, then they start bugging you. When's it coming out? And
exactly.
Might hand me that bottle opener over there. Actually, I think there's one right next to it.
Yeah. What do you got there?
I got a Omission. It's like a reduced gluten beer.
Nice.
It's a popular thing in our house. This is maybe a first for the TGL podcast.
So yeah, I am not drinking.
Yeah, I think you picked up on that as well. Brian does not have a drink. Brian's got a delicious Snapple though.
Snapple, zero sugar, peach tea right in front of me.
Looks delicious and refreshing.
Yeah. I had a long weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
And I thought about having some beers tonight.
Yeah.
Do the pod, but mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I want to be fresh tomorrow.
I hear you.
I had a long weekend. Monday was a rough day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday, I still wasn't feeling that great yesterday. That's how, there's a lot of drinking going on.
Yeah, that it could put you out for a couple days if it's that, if it's intense like that.
I went to work today. It was productive. I got to work tomorrow. It's going to be a busy day. So, I'm having a sober pod. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. I've done it many times. So
the zero sugar Snapple iced teas.
I'm gonna try and pick up the slack for you, Bri. That's all. That's all that's gonna happen.
Beers.
I will.
There's a couple more right here if you need any.
All right, sounds good.
I don't know how cold they are, but they're left over from the game on Sunday. On Sunday it was me, my brother Billy, DBUK, and then the GOAT's here, Dustin.
Oh yeah, greatest of all time.
Yeah, so. Dustin smoked about 20 cigarettes and
are you serious?
3/4 of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a strange franchise.
Yeah,
you are. It's nice. Eagles got the win. Mm-hmm. We invited you up. I sent you a text. That's right. Not bought up, but
I was debating it, and then wife had just made food, and I was also like, I don't know if I could deal with him for an hour, especially when we're playing each other.
I figure you see when the cars are up here, so you'll know. The invite's open. You know that, so you can just come up
if
you want to.
If there's the one F-150 of Billy O, I probably might have made a stop up. But when I saw the two trucks, I'm like, I'm not touching that.
Yeah.
That's a jinx being around him on game day. I can't be – that's an actual
jinx.
The double
same color F-150s.
Yes. I actually wrote down like a big lineup of everything to talk about, but I left it at home. So we're going to wing it.
Wow.
Like we normally do.
You have to remember some of it.
Oh, I do. So first thing, let's get this out of here. First thing, I thought we'd go over the draft a little bit. I'm not sure if you have a picture of the draft board on your phone or anything like that we can go over.
I do.
Kind of wanted to look at each team's roster, kind of pick out one move we thought went well, one move maybe not so well. Early overreactions from week one we'll kind of go by. So let's take a look here. What do I got? Where is it at? There it is. Pull this up and turn my phone around. This is a good pod. All right. So first draft pick, of course, this year was St. Mark's Sharks. No surprise he went with Jonathan Taylor. That's a really good pick so far. Looks good. Also, Saquon Barkley looks like he might be fully back and back to himself after coming back from the injury last year.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the steal.
Yeah.
If he turns out to be like what he is supposed to be.
If he has two stud running backs the
if
whole year like that.
If he has two beast running backs like that, he's got to be in good shape.
Yeah. He's already a big favorite against you this week.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little later. But
he's starting out two games on the road and demolished the bite. You know, we'll get to that later. But, you know, two tough games on the road, and he's getting his respect with, mm-hmm. with the Vegas odds.
That's true. So those were a couple good picks of him. Overreaction time, of course. Allen Robinson and Matt Stafford, maybe not the best looking right now. I don't think they're going to stay like they were week one, but I definitely think expectations might be a little lower than the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely came out with, like, that Super Bowl hangover shit. I don't know about Allen Robinson. I don't think he did that well last year, right?
No, he was pretty terrible last year. He was available on the waiver wire, and no one picked him up.
I was kind of surprised they went with him, and they got rid of Woods, right? That was what they did.
Yeah, Robert Woods went to Tennessee. Yeah,
so, but anyway, not to ramble on, but I don't know about Robinson this year. I'll see. Not a great start, but I can't think Stafford's going to be that horrible, you know. But, yeah, definitely a tough start. I think Stafford will pick it up for him.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have weapons. They're going to get better. They just came out and shit the bed. Like, a lot of champs do that, you know.
Yeah, they're coming back from the banquet tour, eating a lot of chicken dinners, getting a lot of accolades, and they came out a little flat against a Bills team that was looks like the best team in the league.
Yeah, the Bills are no joke either.
So yeah,
it's just natural. I mean, it's natural human instinct. You know?
Yeah,
you get to that level, and you think you're good to go. Then all of a sudden, somebody punches you in the face.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I would say about Robinson, the targets weren't there either. It wasn't even necessarily.
I just think if you're the Bills, it's like throw that fucking game away. Don't even watch the film. And,
yeah,
you know, just move on.
And yeah,
not the Bills, the Rams.
Rams.
You gotta just throw that away and like get back to focusing on, not that I'm a Rams fan, but
yeah.
I think they got plenty of talent there to get straight. They just got to start getting back to basics.
Sean McVay's a good coach. We'll get him back on track, I think.
But the Barkley pick definitely could be a game changer for him.
Yeah, that's one I'm we'll get to my draft, and then I'll talk about Barkley. Next one up here is the Bozos. The first one that came to mind for me, at the time of the draft, I saw him take Michael Thomas. I'm like, that's classic Bozos pick right there. Taken like the guy no one's really thinking about. I thought he was going to go a lot later. Bozos took him fourth round. I wasn't too sure about that. But with Jameis Winston chucking the ball down the field, I mean, he could be – I don't think he's going to be back to what he was, but, I mean, he looks like he could – he has the possibility of being a number one receiver this year at a steal in the fourth round.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be big – yeah, if he's back to being what he was, it's a great pick in the fourth round. About that, they put up a nice number last week. They won. Look at their score right now. The Bozos.
Yeah, he's got a lot of high ceiling, low floor guys, like guys that are kind of boom and bust. He went with Derrick Henry in the second pick, and Kelsey. People are worried about Kelsey because Tyreek Hill being gone, but I mean, doesn't appear to be any worry. Yeah. He doesn't have DeAndre Hopkins for another 5 weeks or so he was willing to take that risk. Who's his?
I guess one thing to be monitored, if you look at this, I'm looking at the draft right now. I think it went in this order because I know that Brady went after. Like, if you look at Sharks, Bozos, DBUK in the seventh round, it went Stafford, Brady, Rogers. Sharks took Stafford first, and then Tompkins went with Brady, and then Leonard's got Rogers. Not any one of them did particularly well the first week.
All older quarterbacks as well.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. If I was going to choose one out of the three before the draft, I would have taken Rodgers.
I would say the same thing.
Even without Adams. But, you know, time will tell.
So. I think Green Bay will bounce back. Everyone's talking about how they did the same thing last year. I don't know if they're going to quite rebound like last year, but they're not going to be the team that we saw this week.
I don't think Rodgers is going to be a dud. I think he's going to put up big numbers.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Tough with that core he has, though.
Well, Minnesota's tough, and we're going to see him on Monday night.
Yeah, it's true. That'll be a good game.
That was an ass beating.
Yeah. DBUK side, I like the Javonte Williams pick in the third round. He looks not as many running touches, but he got 11 catches the other night on Monday night, which if they get into a bad game script where they have to throw a lot and it's going to Javonte, that bodes well for him. Not so great pick. I mean, he had a good draft. The only thing, A.J. Brown looked amazing. We all know that, obviously. Terry McLaurin. If Wentz, I mean, for all his faults, Wentz could still chuck the ball when he feels like it. He also throws a lot of interceptions and does a lot of dumb things, but he could also throw the ball downfield, and McLaurin could be a beneficiary of that, unfortunately for us.
Yeah.
He doesn't have too bad of a draft. I don't know about the Dobbins pick or the Rodgers pick. Those are the two.
So, you know, he didn't have a great week, but even McCaffrey only got him 33 yards. He got him a touchdown, 24. He needs more out of that.
Yeah. I think as long as he's healthy, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, they just came. It's so tough the first few weeks, too, because these teams don't fucking play.
As we said at the top, this is overreaction time for this. This is not like, you know, our foreboding of the rest of the season.
I don't, you know, looking at, you know, this is way over the top, but, like, looking at DK Metcalf's first game, they ended up winning, and he only had 36 yards, lost the fumble. One thing he's going to have to look at is your boy Taysom Hill. Is he going to start him at tight end soon?
I fucking hate Taysom Hill. If I just saw him.
When
did he take Dobbins? Dobbins was right before Rodgers, so that is the sixth round.
Okay, let's hold on a second here. I just got a text that said, we're on delay. I'm on the Roku. It said Bryce Harper.
Oh.
Boom.
Oh, there it is.
Get up. Boom.
Is that an Oppo Boppo?
That's a tie game. Sorry. Phillies playoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Got that wild card spot looking pretty good right now. How many games we got left? I don't even know.
About 20-ish.
Okay, good.
But the I love these Rokus because it don't have to pay for the Comcast shit, but they're delayed.
Yeah.
So if I'm watching a game.
Yeah, and you're getting notifications.
Phone. I don't mind that one. It's a good one. It is like a couple seconds behind. I think Billy C knows all about that.
Mm.
So somebody sent me a message. A couple people sent me a message, so I knew something good was going to happen. So yeah. I had to stop the show. Sorry about
that. That's all right. We always got time for a little.
That's why I like this Phil's team there. You know, they're not scoring touchdowns right now, but they're still coming up clutch. You know?
They are. Absolutely.
To win this game.
Absolutely.
So, when did he take?
What are you looking at here?
I think JT's going deep, too.
You think so? I just realized he took three quarterbacks. Oh,
boom.
What?
JT.
Oh, boom. Nice. You're all getting live reactions right
there
now.
There we go.
Nice.
Phillies take the lead.
I like it. This team always gives them trouble.
The Marlins. Cleary sent a message the other day and said something along the lines like, Miami in September, I always look forward to it. It's always fucking horrible, you know. Like, mm-hmm. The Phillies always play shit in Miami in September. But that's two big home runs there. It's huge. Yeah.
Edward Cabrera is a decent young pitcher. I mean, eventually he'll be decent. He's not that great now, but he's supposed to be one of their better prospect pitchers.
So.
Left a little meatball out there for JT, though.
Nice. That was a bomb.
Yeah.
But DBK, if Dobbins, that's got to be concerning for him. One of his draft picks. I know he's got Javonte Williams, McCaffrey, but
yeah, Dobbins talked all this shit to reporters before the year started.
Again this week too.
He was out this week. I don't know if he's out next week.
Yeah,
I haven't heard anything.
And that's his other run. Like, he doesn't have another running back. You know?
Yeah,
and Javonte Williams, surprisingly, Melvin Gordon got a lot of touches too. So
yeah,
I know he was picked up this week. So We'll see. I don't, you know, a lot of overreactions on DBK's team. Sure. They didn't produce well this week, so it's easy to say that, you know, some of these guys could suck, you know.
On paper, the team looks fine. The Dobbins pick is the one thing that's kind of could be looked at as glaring. Teabaggers, I think they had a pretty nice draft. They got Cooper Kupp, Josh Allen, both played well. Tough having someone injured week one. George Kittle already got injured in practice the week before the game, so he was out. Had to go with his backup there. Devontae Smith didn't have the best performance the other day, but I think he'll be fine. Once teams start focusing on AJ more, I think things are going to open up for Devontae, and hopefully he catches the ball when it comes to him.
What's wrong with Kittle? I heard he might not play this week either.
I think it was like a sprain of some type, like a hamstring or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
The guy is so tempting to draft.
The thing is, I'm not a huge... I took him 1 year. That's why I'm not a huge Kittle fan.
Yeah.
And my team, it was the worst fantasy team I ever had the year I had him. If you knew Kittle was going to miss the first two games, do you take him in the fourth round?
No. You got to go later than that for two games.
It's got to piss you off that he didn't play, you know?
But I mean, it wasn't a known injury. It literally didn't come up until the week of the first game.
Yeah,
like he was even after our draft, he got injured. It wasn't even like it was before that.
I played the Teabaggers, and they Thursday night they started out with Kupp and Allen. I'm like, oh, here we go.
You're in trouble.
And then a lot of these fucking guys put up zeros.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he had a few guys.
Cam Akers. Already, well, you want to say
that might be.
We can't really back. I mean,
you can't backtrack.
This isn't an overreaction because he caught him. He caught him today.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, damn, do I pick him up?
I think, you know, somebody's going to pick
him. Someone's going to grab him.
I think that was an overreaction, like him cutting him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
That's not a typical Teabaggers thing to drop a guy like that. They're not, but, you know.
I can't wait to get into the waiver wire talk.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Waiver wire was hot this morning. A lot of 3 a.m. transactions.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Devontae Smith and Amari Cooper, Doug Weeks, you know. To have the big games that you had from Allen Cup and lose by a lot, that's got to be concerning a little bit. But we'll
got to be a little concerning. We'll just see. It's still week one. Next up, I was looking at him after draft. As much as I hate to admit, I thought Billy C drafted a pretty good team. Not the best performances on Sunday from his number one running back, Dalvin Cook. And I don't even know who he started, if he started Breece Hall or Rashad Penny. Rashad Penny definitely had a better day than Breece Hall. I feel like he's got good receivers. T. Higgins already with an injury, and Patrick Mahomes could be a steal in the third round the way he's looking. I'm looking at Ramondre Stevenson as his fourth running back. That New England team looks terrible this year. I don't know how often they're going to be near the goal or in the red zone at all.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. But I didn't think he did bad on the draft.
His starting running backs were Cook and Penny last week.
Okay. So he did start Penny. That was the better.
Gabriel Davis, that was a nice game for him. Higgins is he out for a while?
I don't think so, but I think he's at least out this week. Was it a concussion, or am I thinking of someone else?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Or a lower body injury.
How about him leaving Koo? Koo on the bench.
Ooh. Oh, Koo was his second. Oh, that's tough. Yeah, Koo had a lot.
Higgins had a concussion, so he'll be back.
Yeah.
He has Tucker and Koo, so he's got some good kickers.
Yeah, very good kickers. Nice. Surprise the Sharks let Koo go.
Yeah. His defense is looking good, too. Buccaneer, so. Yeah, I think he had a good draft.
Yeah, he did well.
Time will tell.
Next up, looking at the bronies here, top of the draft looks good. Eckler, Hill, Justin Herbert. Darren Waller was someone I was just making a point of staying away from. I didn't like all the contract talk. Obviously, he got his contract since then now. Looks like it'll be a good pick. Antonio Gibson really went down draft boards with all the different news coming out. They were talking about the rookie was looking like the starter in the preseason. Then the guy gets shot in a robbery. Now all of a sudden it's Gibson. And Gibson, what was his stat line? I thought he had a decent day. Didn't he find the end zone? I think he might have won a pass play or something. Looking at the rest of his roster here. Not sure about writing in a draft pick in the ninth round. You don't want to have to write in a draft pick.
Yeah, that's questionable.
Yeah.
That is very questionable.
But, you know, the bronies, they don't give a shit what you think.
Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah. don't think Kyle Rudolph did anything.
My battery's running low. Is this not plugged in? Hold on. Computer battery running low.
Kyle Rudolph got a big zero first week.
Oh, yeah?
So I think he could have did better on that pick.
Okay, now it's
Gibson did get him 58 yards, rushing at 72 receiving yards. That's solid.
Does this plug work right here?
No.
Oh, crap.
They refer you as the fake news media.
That's not good.
Okay.
There is another outlet there, but no, there's like an extension cord.
Oh, I got an extension cord, too. Right up here. Should I do this one?
Make sure you don't unplug the TV one.
No, there's a white one.
Plug the one with the... No, it is the...
The light.
Unplug the light. Phillies just hit a double.
There we go.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, folks. All right, we were looking at the Bronies. Next, Team Munson. Team Munson, I'm so jealous he got Justin Jefferson. I knew that was just a steal right away. I had a feeling this year was going to be the year of like the major breakout year. Not that last year was some slump year, but I felt this was going to be the year where he makes like part of his Hall of Fame, makes his bid for the Hall of Fame. Looked like that. Definitely looked like that this week at 180 something yards, two touchdowns. Aaron Jones, tough week. Travis Etienne, tough week. Rest of his guys, decent team. Cordell Patterson, still looking decent.
Yeah, it didn't. I'm questioning it, but Etienne in the first or third round, I think, didn't James Robinson get a lot of touches?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to monitor in his draft. Brandon Cooks, I think, had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
I would like one of those guys like I never would draft, but he always puts up like.
Yeah, he's a very boring draft pick. He's not. Someone everyone's had.
Not a bad pick for him in the late round. Kareem Hunt got a touchdown for a couple mm-hmm. touchdowns, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
And now that, you know, I mean, he's only got a concussion, but Tyler Boyd's probably not bad for him. And yeah, solid draft for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, ETN, I guess, was somebody to monitor, taking him that high. And also Aaron Jones, I think.
It's like a real timeshare with him and A.J. Dillon right now. A.J. Dillon actually got more touches.
His running backs will be something to monitor because he invested highly in them.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Let's move it on.
All right, Taxmasters looking pretty good after week one. DeAndre Swift really took it to the Eagles' front line. He ran for over 100 yards. Kyle Pitts, who I was definitely, if he would have fell to me, I was considering grabbing him in the third round, but he did not. Taxmaster stopped me from grabbing him, but he had a rough week. I think better days are ahead for him. Cortland Sutton had a decent day, nothing crazy. I think there'll be better days for Kyler. The Chiefs' defense is supposedly upgraded a lot since last year. It's not quite doesn't give up quite as much as it had in previous years. Robert Woods, a tough pick there. That's a pretty early round for – yeah, seventh round pick for Robert Woods. I think there's some better guys in that area, better value you could have got. Christian Kirk, Elijah Moore, Hunter Renfrow, guys like that are probably guys I would have went with over Robert Woods. I just don't like that Tennessee team.
I like his quarterbacks and running backs. As long as they stay healthy, I'm not huge on his receivers. Cortland Sutton, I like.
Tough for that to be your number one,
Parker
though.
And Robert Woods, you know, one, that's two and three. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle Pitts, he needs Kyle Pitts to do more if that's going to be his receiver.
Yes. Group. That's pretty much his top receiver, technically.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. I mean, it's a lot. A lot of his draft's going to depend on his receiving core and if they step up. So.
Yep. On to El Bundo here. Of course, I like your first pick. I knew you were full of shit when you did your recording for the pod that you reserve your thing. And, Herbley, I think Herbley will get you. Get the fuck. I knew I wasn't getting Jamar Chase.
I actually wasn't. I wasn't really. I just was like, I'm not. You know, I kind of did that on a whim, and I was like.
Yeah.
You know.
Who were you thinking otherwise?
I wasn't really thinking it. And I was just like, I'm not, you know. I didn't know how the draft was going to play out.
Yeah.
So, I liked him a lot. Don't mm-hmm. get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was nothing. It was no ploy towards, you know, messing with the slaughter, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bud.
You know, so. As much as you want to think that,
No.
It's just a natural.
You picked the guy you wanted, and it happened to be in front of me, and so be it.
But when he was there, when I was picking, yeah, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to happen, but it was only a couple picks away. I wanted Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I wanted that, too. I didn't think he was falling to me, but I was hoping.
Yeah. I did a couple mock drafts where he did fall to me, but it was few and far between. But I wanted him, and once he was gone, I was hoping Riley wasn't taking Chase.
I like your quarterback, but unfortunately, he might be your best running back as well, Jalen Hurts.
Because you got
tough injury for Elijah Mitchell. He's got a 2-month timeline, which makes him pretty much irrelevant for most of the fantasy season.
Yep.
David Montgomery, I think, will be fine. Just depending. That was a weird game with like a downpour going on.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of touches.
One of the things that I'll remember if my running backs really are bad this year is because I actually, in my head, I saw Edwards-Helaire there, and I had him a few years ago. And I was like, I don't want to pick him. But he's just such a prolific offense that he can score. So
that was kind of my thinking.
And he did well his first week. So
we'll see.
I'm looking at, how he went. Round behind the two guys that I picked, and I could have easily have had him.
So. Yeah, I like your receivers. I like Jerry Jeudy a lot too. I think he's going to have a good year with Russ, even though they lost.
Yeah,
so many.
I'm excited about my receiver core. Made some changes today. We can talk about that later. But yeah, we'll see. A lot's going to look back on the draft. It's going to depend on my running backs. I think. So.
Looking at my own team, Sergeant Slaughter. I had a pretty much immediate regret after week one. As soon as the Eagles started playing Detroit, and as soon as I was watching some of the Giants game, I said, God damn. I told myself not to draft Kamara. He was sitting there. I didn't want him. I listened to all the fucking pundits and everyone talking about how this offense is going to be different with Jameis, which I'm not tilting that far where I'm like thinking like he's a bust or something like that, but definitely looking at DeAndre Swift and Saquon Barkley, thinking what could have been if they were there instead of Kamara. Not to mention I've had Kamara like for the last 4 years now. It's just kind of fun to have someone else. I just kind of...
Yeah, I was surprised you went with that because...
I was definitely against it for most of the year and then like started hearing some different things. I was like,
I was surprised because right next pick I took Samuel. And I know you had him last year, Debo.
I like Debo a lot.
And I was actually going to take Kamara. If you didn't take take him. So,
yeah.
You made my pick easy, so I appreciate that.
I appreciate it.
I'm sure you're looking back, what you would have taken Debo, maybe.
You know, I have no – it's still so early.
Yeah, not right now, but you're
– Yeah, a few weeks, definitely. I actually was hoping for Nick Chubb. Speaking of Nick Chubb, looking at the Minotaurs roster – had some good pick. We ragged on him, but he's got some good picks. Not looking as good after week one.
Keenan Allen hurt, but yeah, it's not crazy.
Zeke with a diminished offensive line and no Dak for at least 4 weeks could be concerning for that team all around. But Devontae Adams looks like he picked right up where he left off. No issues.
Yeah.
Going from Carr to or going from Rodgers to Carr looks really good. I think Juju will be pretty good on the Chiefs. Amon-Ra looks pretty good. Had a decent draft. You know, that Colts defense, though, it's still just staring at you there. He would have been better off with his bench defense, the Dolphins, last week.
Yep.
I was really hoping it would have came down. It would have been the score would have been close enough that him putting in the Colts would have been the reason he lost, but he would have lost anyway.
That was just a shocking pick. Could have gotten them so much later.
Yeah, he could have got them in the last round. There was no one eyeing up the Colts defense.
Yeah, it's just he heard something. Like that's something that he does. Like he read or heard something that said the Colts defense is going to be somebody that he listened, because that's what he listens to a lot of fantasy podcasts.
Oh, I'm sure.
So that I'm talking like all year round. You know, so
I believe it.
There's something that. Somebody that he trusts in his fantasy world or reads told
he's
him.
The picture of Zach Galifianakis punching the numbers.
You don't just pick the fucking Colts defense out of your ass. No. That's just bullshit.
Colts defense is fine. The problem is when you overreact and don't know the the kind of mood of your league and realize that no one is going to pick the Colts defense for at least another two or three rounds.
And it's just like the fact is you could have gotten him so much later and picked somebody else.
Yeah, the pick's fine. It's all about value-based drafting and what round you could have gotten him. Could have gotten him a lot later. Mm-hmm. And the final draft, our champion, Bickley Bison. So after week one, things are not looking great for the Bison for a few things. Najee already has a minor injury, but it looks to be that he's going to play. Michael Pittman looks really good. Joe Burrow will be fine. Tough week. I didn't realize Dak Prescott was his second quarterback. Huh? But CeeDee Lamb not looking as great with Dak going to be hurt now. Now he's got to deal with Cooper Rush for a while. I don't know. Maybe the Bison were also kind of on the banquet tour, sleeping a little bit during this draft, kind of feeling themselves after the championship. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe they're asleep at the wheel here. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. So that wraps up. That wraps up the draft. Yep. I think it was a great draft. We'll of course mention. You know, we had it over at over in lovely Delaware. We got a great ride from
Billy C.
Yep, thank you, Billy C, for hosting. Great draft. I'm glad you found the cheese. Cheese was good.
The hot dogs were good.
Hot dogs were good, yeah.
So
just don't throw them at the bus driver.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate Billy C hosting the draft. It was an awesome time. And I'm glad most of the league was able to make it, except for the Minotaurs.
Oh.
I'm a strange franchise.
We had a pretty good turnout back here. We were pretty much done at a reasonable time. I think I went to bed at 1:45. Shark and Billy C crashed here.
I saw some late night fire pit photos.
There's a fire pit going on.
All right.
The Bison and DBUK both Ubered home like around 1:40-ish. Or 1:30. All right.
No complaints from the neighbors or anything around here?
No.
No, that's good.
Nothing. Slaughter was here for a little bit. Slaughter. Topkins, Billy. Brad had to leave, unfortunately, pretty early, and so did Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe one of these years Brad will stay and hang around with us.
Yeah.
While,
We love you, Brad.
For a little bit afterwards, one time.
Yeah. Come on, Brad.
Maybe next year, Brad.
Yeah.
Keep my name out your motherfucking mouth.
But the hot dogs, that was the last. Me and Billy C were like, we were going in, we were the last ones pretty much awake, and he's like, is there any food left? And I said, there's fucking hot dogs.
A lot of hot dogs.
And he's like, yeah, give me a hot dog. So there's a couple of hot dogs left. And then that was it. Pretty much ate, whatever food was brought back was eaten. Last year, we were up to there was people up to 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
So this wasn't that bad. It was a good day. And I know I got up. Finley was leaving at around 7 o'clock. And Billy C, I think, got picked up by his wife around 10:30 or 11. They were going to lunch or something.
She came all the way down here and picked him up?
I think it was Labor Day. They kind of planned it out.
Oh, okay.
Billy C's parents still live around here.
Oh, okay.
So, kind
of. It's still very nice of her to come pick
absolutely
up.
Very nice of Lindsay. But kind of spun it into a family day, I think.
All right.
So.
Great time. Thank you, Billy C, for hosting the draft. Fun time, buddy.
Yeah, so next year's draft, I was going to be out about this slaughter. Next year's draft will be at the home of the Minotaurs.
Oh, jeez.
He's petitioned.
Like sniffing a bull's ass.
He puts on the apparently he's going to have a pool. So the Minotaur will be hosted next year. And, hopefully they do a good job.
All right, can't wait.
Maybe you'll be drinking out of the trophy at the Minotaurs. That would be pretty sweet for you.
Zero fucks given.
Wouldn't that be something if you were able to finally drink out of the trophy at the Minotaurs draft in Bluebell?
Brian, I have zero expectations in fantasy football anymore. I'm just along for the ride, having a good time at this point.
Well, anyway, he's hosting next year. So.
All right, sounds good.
Hopefully it'll be a good time.
All right. Let's take a look at the waiver wires on fire this week and jump on the wire.
Come on! Jump on the wire!
All right, so let's see. Who was? I'm not sure if it goes in reverse order. Was it the Bison that had the?
No. So.
So the top should be the first.
Teabaggers.
One.
Okay. Yep.
So the Teabaggers added Julio Jones, who looked good in week one, already has some injury thing pop up, dropped Michael Gallup. I don't blame him on that. I would definitely not keep Michael Gallup around. Michael Carter, surprised.
I'm not going to lie. I was a little surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised Julio went. I didn't expect him to go first.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that?
I guess it just depends on who's at the top and what they need. I guess he didn't need a running back. I'm not sure. I can't think offhand who his running backs are. Oh, he's got Cam Akers.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That is surprising. Yes.
I was just a little surprised.
Yes. I was very surprised to get Darrell Henderson at number four. I never thought I was getting him.
I was extremely surprised that I got Jeff Wilson.
Yeah.
I was the 10th.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I was 10th in line. So just to let you know, I put in for Jeff Wilson at 10. And I'm like, I'm not going to get him.
And that was your top priority.
And then I put in after that, I was like, if I don't get Wilson, then I'm just going to search around on the waiver wire and see who's left and not waste my spot.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to put in for Julio Jones and drop – I was going to drop Renfro for him. Mm-hmm. And I thought Julio would probably go, you know
– later on, yeah.
Yeah. Because I was thinking that Darrell Henderson and Jeff Wilson, those guys were going to go up first, because running backs are just so hard to get.
That's what I thought. Same thing.
So, a little surprised Julio at one. So, and then Bickley Bison took Michael Carter. Did he have a good week last week?
I think he had a decent week. I think he had a lot of touches. I know that. I'm not sure exactly his stat line. We'll have to look that. Now I'm curious. I got to look that.
Yeah, I don't want to bash it. I'm not bashing it.
No, not bashing.
I don't know.
I think they talked about him being like the guy in the preseason anyway, that it wasn't going to be so much Breece Hall. Let's say, well, the Jets only had 9 points, so it couldn't have been that great. Yeah, he had a respectable game, 10 for 60 on the ground, and 7 for 40 in the air. That is good.
Nice pickup, yeah. Well, he dropped Kenneth Walker, who's pretty much a nobody because he's hurt still.
Yeah.
Even though I think Walker eventually could be decent when he plays. Maybe not this year, but like down the road, I'm actually a fan of him. I'm going to ask you, Matt, where did he go to college? You don't know, right?
You know I don't know that.
He was a stud running back at Michigan State.
Okay.
Matt doesn't know that.
But definitely not.
I watched him last year, he's a pretty good running back.
Okay.
So, you know, Greg's a good talent evaluator, so he thinks Michael Carter could be a good addition.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't drop much, so good move by him.
Yeah.
You were third. Darrell, I think that's a good pickup by you.
I did not think he was going to fall to me. I put it in and said, what the hell? Because I already have concerns about Kamara. He's already on the injury report this week. And I was like, you know, can't sit on your laurels. You got to get going at it right in week one. And Darnell Mooney's a nice prospect, but not enough to hold on to.
So I thought Freeze would maybe take Henderson and then try to drop somebody else and handcuff him with Akers.
Makes sense. And hold on to Akers in case.
I hate handcuffing, and I did that today, too. We could get into that later. But when you don't know who's going to start, maybe just for the first few weeks.
Yeah.
Just kind of ride it and be like.
Yeah, you got to throw your fishing line out there and see if something bites.
If one of them gets hurt, then you know the other guy's the guy. Yeah. So I think it's a good pick by you in the middle.
Yeah, I was surprised he got down to me, and I was glad to see it.
So. This one, the tight end from Denver.
Mm-hmm.
What was his stat line last week?
I don't think it was much because they didn't do much. Let's pull that up real quick.
My question on that is, why did he waste his spot? I don't think anybody else would.
No, yeah, that. I was not looking at Albert Aguayman. I just heard him talked about in a fantasy podcast about as a good drop candidate. He was 5 receptions for 33 yards, 6 targets. I mean, nothing spectacular. You could find that anywhere.
I want to give a thumbs down on the Minotaurs, because he could have just waited until 8 o'clock and he could have moved up like three or four spots.
Yeah, good for us though. So it works out.
Yeah,
for us.
Good move.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Though he could have just.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are people out there that, you know, I'm not going to name names besides Shark, that don't understand how our waiver wire works fully. But Dustin could have waited that out.
Yeah, we don't have like a fab system. Like,
what are the chances do you think anybody else in our league had a waiver claim in for him besides Dustin?
No one's. I don't think anyone after week one is looking that hard at the tight end. definitely not a Aguayman either.
Yeah, I'm a little baffled by that pick.
Yeah, to each his own, I guess.
Yeah,
you know. Don't judge him, Brian.
I'm a strange franchise.
The back of the line, you know, in the waiver wire.
You know, he could be...
That guy's a sleepy dark horse.
You never know.
Well, I mean, there's three people behind him, including myself, that went too. But we needed people. So next, I took Jeff Wilson because
he's the number one guy on a good offense.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's going to do great there, but they don't really have
much
else.
It's so tough with that team figuring out their running game, but you got to at least take a shot at it.
Yeah, I figure, you know, most sites were saying he was, like, one of the better guys to pick up. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I at 10, I was really surprised I got him, and it was for my replacement, so I'm very happy that it came
to me.
So I could be wrong in how it turns out, but I will take it at 10, and I didn't have to drop anybody because they moved Mitchell to the IR.
Mm-hmm. I like the pick.
And I might eventually get Mitchell off the IR, but we'll see. You know, you never know how things could go.
He could just sit there for a while.
Yeah,
T-Baggers went with Melvin Gordon, coming back around, used a second waiver spot. Dropped Cam Akers. I was surprised to see Cam Akers drop so quickly, but I guess if you're, you know, you're really reeling, you got to do something.
So
I might have waited a week and just see if it was just game script or something or what happened with that. Because it was very weird. I don't know why. I don't know if it's because they were just getting beat. Or they weren't even getting beat that bad initially. It eventually blew up in like the third and fourth quarter.
I also think that both of these moves, these last two moves, not to be too critical here, but I am. I think both of these guys could have been waiting to.
Could have waited till 8 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. And then now those two went to the back of the line.
Mm-hmm.
They're fully back of the line.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, let's just. Freeze's sake, I hope Cam Akers doesn't turn into like being
someone. He might get picked up on Sunday. You never know.
Watch him go off for like three touchdowns this week.
Yeah, it might just take him a couple weeks to kind of get his footing.
I think it's, you know, it's hard really to gauge the whole when do I wait and not waste a waiver claim because you shift back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know sometimes you just put him in, you're hoping to get these guys, but. Looking at it now, I wonder if they would have said, "Oh fuck, I wish I would have just waited because I could have got."
Yeah.
I could have got Melvin Gordon. I don't think anybody else was putting in claims for Melvin Gordon.
No. You know, when you're by yourself on a Tuesday night, though, sometimes you get a little nervous and you just take that chance anyway.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're gone. If you want somebody, you want them.
Yeah.
You know.
Same thing with I'm surprised the Bison dropped George Pickens so quick. I mean, I guess I don't know if he even got a target in week one, but Robbie Anderson had a nice week, so. Can't blame him for it, but George Pickens is someone I like. I don't know. For maybe later in the season he might pan out more, but for right now, I guess I can understand why he would drop him.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple more later on in the day.
Well, these were the 8 o'clock moves. Mm-hmm. I think they were just
me. I'll let you read them off because I don't really got them in front of me.
I think they were just me. At 8, and I was taking the subway down to work today at like 7:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Or no. Well, yeah, close to 8.
So yeah, it's in time to take a look.
And I'm like, I want a running back. I didn't know how active people are going to be at 8, but it wasn't active at all. Could have waited all fucking day. But I was like going through it, like, who do I want? Because I knew I was going to drop Renfro.
Because
I just don't like him this year. I think he's just not. I think he's a decent player. But
he had the benefit of being the only real target in town last year on the wide receiver side. Now you got Devontae.
Yeah, I just don't think he's going to do much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need him for a game or two.
Yeah, he's definitely someone that's a good candidate that's going to get tossed around everyone's team.
But I'm looking at it like Montgomery's out there, but then I'm reading stuff about Herbert, and he had 45, you know. So I'm just like, I decided to go with him for a handcuff. And I'm like, whoever, not that I love Chicago, but I need to have a number one running back. So
I like Herbert as a stash. You never know. He's got a lot of.
See how it plays out. Could be. I don't love the whole running back situation I got, but that's why I did that move.
Yeah.
And then I was reading a lot of good things about Curtis Samuel. A lot of. You know, people saying, like, you know, not only passing, but rushing, almost like a Debo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what people called him a dollar store Debo, which I thought was kind of funny.
And they said that the Redskins coaching or the Commanders coaching staff, like, really big fan of him because they coached him in Carolina, too. So they think that he's going to be getting a lot of touches every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I'd take a shot on him, get rid of Olave. He's a rookie. He's the third target in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
He could end up being something, but I figured, you know, go with Samuel, put him as my fourth receiver behind a pretty good crew already. So.
I like it. You gotta be aggressive in week one because you never know who these guys are that are going to blow up.
Yeah.
And you'll regret it weeks from now when you say,
everything
I should have grabbed him.
Everything I said is probably all just fucking horseshit and
Yeah. So, all right.
Those are my thoughts on it.
Very nice on the waiver wire, everyone, this week. What's happened?
That I'm in, that's not as important nearly. I got in that league. I think I was fifth on the waiver wire. I was sixth because I lost, but I was the highest points of the teams that lost. I got in that league, I got Daryl Henderson, Julio Jones, and I got Jeff Wilson.
That's good. And it's probably a league with not the roster restrictions that we have.
No,
so you can,
nobody was making moves.
Oh, yeah. You got to grab them.
And they're, it's very...
Especially you could stash guys in other leagues and stuff like
that. Yeah, not the roster restrictions, but also I guess people don't want to spend... I mean, it's $5 up in that league.
Oh, okay.
But I'm like, these are guys... I think any of these guys are too good of value to just leave out there.
Yeah, because if they blow up, you're going to regret it.
I dropped like Hunter Renfro.
Mm-hmm.
I dropped Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
And somebody else that wasn't doing too well. But I just think it's funny that those three guys were probably coveted in our league and went to three different teams. I got them all.
Different leagues, man, are just different. Yeah. Guys don't...
No, our league's definitely, you know...
Cutthroat. A lot of smart guys in this league.
And it's tough on waiver wire night, especially when you're in need of something. Mm-hmm. So, there's nothing better to go into waiver wire night. Like, I don't need to do anything.
That is a nice feeling. Doesn't happen often for everyone, but it's a nice feeling.
I
want to
know what was going through the Minotaur's head, though.
The tight end thing. You know, typical Minotaur overthinking stuff.
Yeah.
Really getting in his own head, listening to the podcast too much, saying how Aguevinam has got to be picked up. But, you know, to his deficit or benefit. All right, let's take a look at this week's match. Let's see the music while I pull it up. Sorry about that. First matchup, of course, is mine. I have yet to change my roster if there's any changes to be made, which is possible at the running back position. Right now, DBUK is a 6-point favorite against your own Sergeant Slaughter right now, 96-90. I will let you discuss this one there, Bri, and I'll interject when necessary.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm not going to lie, I was reading a tweet. I thought you were going to talk for another
minute. You got this, dude.
All right. So we got DBUK versus Sergeant Slaughter.
Correct.
What is with DBUK's mascot? Who the fuck is that?
He said the other night that it's his backup kicker. It's a picture of his backup kicker, I guess, who got arrested for DUI. He thought this photo was better than the mugshot photo, he said.
I want to say that's CAF.
Yeah, it's a little corny. It's just some random... looks like a random dude from, like, McDevitt or something like that.
It looks like Conaway's brother.
Oh, yeah?
The pictures on this thing suck, but...
Yeah, I don't like how small... I don't know why they got to make it so small, but...
All right, so Slaughter, 6-point favorite.
No, DBUK
is 6. DBUK is 6-point favorite.
I'm a dog.
All right. You're not... you're saying you might change your running back? Who are you going to change to?
Well, Kamara's on the injury report. I don't know what that status is.
How about Edwards-Helaire? Are you going to stick with him against a pretty good Chargers defense?
Yeah, I'm kind of debating.
Henderson going against... You got some good running backs, Slaughter.
I might throw in A.J. Dillon against Chicago.
You also got Henderson.
Green Bay owns Chicago. I also like Henderson, too. Fucking Taysom Hill. He just... insults me every time he puts him in.
Good matchups.
I think it's going to be a good one between us. I don't know if I'm sticking with that defense either. It's tough. That's probably the biggest thing in our league with the roster restrictions. You cannot stream defenses in our league.
He's got two good defensive matchups. Yeah.
Yeah. I have two horrible ones. Saints did not look good. I'm probably just going to ride with the Saints and hope they could beat up that Tampa Bay offensive line.
Chicago and Green Bay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Rodgers bounces back. Mm-hmm. I think could be really competitive the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lamar Jackson's gonna have a tough game in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that's the difference. And Aaron Rodgers gets the
cuts back. Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers helps DBUK get the 1-1.
Yeah, I could definitely see Rodgers bouncing back with a big game against Chicago, and Christian McCaffrey having a bounce back game as well. Whatever, fuck you, Leonard.
That's my pick.
Yeah, fuck him. Next one we got here are the Bozos and the Bronies. Right now, the line is Bozos, a 9-point favorite over the Bronies, 96-87. Go through this real quick. I like the Bronies quarterback and number one running back a little better this week. It's a tough Buffalo matchup for Derrick Henry. Antonio, they got Leonard Fournette as a favorite over Antonio Gibson. I think I might actually like Antonio Gibson a little better. And the wide receivers, I don't know who to give the edge to. They're kind of close.
What is the Bozos fucking mascot?
It's a dead, I think it's a dead bison.
Ah.
Pretty morbid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the Bozos were like a more uplifting family franchise, but I guess not. Hmm. Yeah, dark side.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Hold on, I think I got some like dark music here.
I just want to throw up. It's something I saw on the fucking roadkill the other day.
Yeah. We got to also, you know, if we feel like we need to curse, but we want to keep it a family show, we just go, hey, go, f*** yourself. I don't know if you could probably still hear the F word in there, but it's still fun to do.
Give me one. Fuck. All right.
That worked well. I think they heard you anyway.
Whoops. I like that.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, go ahead with your...
I like sniffing a bull's ass.
All right, let me see. Oh, that might be the difference right there, Travis Kelce. I'm going with the Bozos over the Bronies, unfortunately. I'm going to go with CBS here, go chalk. What you thinking?
Tom Brady, doesn't he? Yeah. New Orleans, tough.
Tough defensive line.
Him too, you know.
Yeah.
I know you got him in that playoff game, but for the most part, he's been having a tough time with them. The matchups here. He's got a lot invested in this Tampa Bay New Orleans game.
Get up. Got a bomber. See ya.
Hey, boom.
Brian was thinking, so I put the music on for him, and now we got JT home run here.
JT,
that was just a single shot,
three
right?
Three-run home run.
Oh, was it three? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, they're up 6-1.
Are they on a winning streak right now?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, what's the streak?
They swept. This will be 5.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Plus they won 2 or 3 from them last week, so it'll be like 7 out of 8.
Yeah.
They're getting close to a playoff team.
I like it. We haven't seen it in a long time. It'd be nice to see.
All right, let me get back to this. So I'm going to go with the Bozos.
All right, Bozos sweep it.
I think a lot invested in that Tampa-New Orleans game. I can see it being semi-low scoring. I think you got Kelce on Thursday night. That's going to be a tough game. I know he's going to have to play Thursday night too. But I'm going to go – so he's got Herbert. I'm just going to go with the Bozos getting back to 1-1.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking as well. Next matchup we have here. Is it populating? There we go. We got the same spread on this one. Billy C, a 9-point favorite to the Taxmasters, 96-87. First thing I'm seeing here, Patrick Mahomes looks like he's been listening to everyone talking shit on him in the offseason, how he's not the same quarterback, and came out through 5 touchdowns this week, so... That looks like a pretty good pickup in the third round. Kyler struggled this week against Patty Mahomes, going up against the Raiders this week. Let's take a look at the running backs. I think I got to give the edge to the Taxmasters in the running back department, although I like Dalvin Cook a lot. Mixon and DeAndre Swift are nice. I think I like Billy C's wide receivers better, though. Oh, T. Higgins is out. He's got to find her. Who's he going to replace T. Higgins with? Probably Brandon Ayuk against Seattle. That could be a good one. Who do I like? Kyle Pitts. I like. Fuck Delaware. I'm going with Queen of Peace Pride.
Oh.
Taxmasters. Wow. Outright.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go with Taxmasters too.
Oh, shit. I like it.
Yeah, I just, I'm still going to the games. I like Taxmasters pull the upset.
All right, nice.
So, I don't need to go too in-depth into it. You went through it a little bit. So.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Next up.
Taxmasters want that win.
They do. Next up, we got a 10-point dog here. The Minotaurs, 10-point dog to the Munson, 103-93. Minotaurs coming up a very tough loss against his arch rival, Sergeant Slaughter. I'll let you discuss this one a little bit, Brian. I'll interject.
Yeah, who's Sergeant Slaughter?
Oh, that's me. 1-0, Sergeant Slaughter! Wait, where's the...
I made up for you.
Nothing will make up.
Are you excited to see the schedule and see that he's on there twice?
Yeah, I do actually like that.
Yeah, that was when I saw the schedule and saw Minotaur Slaughter for week one, I was like, wow.
Perfect. Week one and week 11 or 12, I see him next.
That's pretty solid.
Right around playoff time? I like it.
Yeah. You'll see him in week 11 or 12, something like that.
Yeah.
12, you'll see him, I think. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Brad's got. I like the quarterback matchup to the Munson.
Mm-hmm.
I think Russell Wilson at home after a loss.
Yes, against the Texans.
I like that matchup. I think he has a big game. Brad's going with Hunt in the starting lineup. I like that against the Jets. I don't like Ezekiel Elliott for Dustin. I like Aaron Jones for Chicago, Green Bay and Chicago for Brad.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt, too.
Unfortunately, I like Justin Jefferson, no matter who he plays.
Oh, God, Justin Eagles. Jefferson.
Yeah.
I love him. I miss him.
I am going to roll with the Munson here. Yeah. Like they're a 10-point, or a 7-point favorite, it looks like.
Yeah, going Munson.
I like Munson.
All right. Brian, you're forgetting one thing. This is the Road to Four Championships, the Minotaur podcast. I don't know if you were aware of that. So the Minotaurs, the GOAT, will never go 0-2. That's why the Minotaurs are on my lock of the week!
On lockdown.
This is Sparta!
On lockdown.
You know he's not going 0-2.
Wow.
You know it. Brad's
last
done.
Time he went 0-2, I think he had a meltdown.
Did he?
He starts to melt down once his team loses.
Aww.
But you got him locked, so he's got this.
Yeah, he's got it. Absolutely.
He's got this.
I like sniffing a bull's ass.
Let's see. Oh, we got our second to last matchup. Let me see here. I got to pull up. Sharks at El Bundo. So I'll discuss this one. Let's see. Right now, man, El Bundo are a 14-point dog in this one to the Sharks, looking stout last week behind that that running back tandem of Jonathan Taylor and Saquon Barkley.
Actually, 15 points right now. Live line.
Oh, that just changed. It's literally a 111.97 on mine.
I got 111.8 to 96.6. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going 15.
Oh, you got like an official line.
Yeah.
Why are they doing decimals? We don't have decimals in our league.
I don't know. On the app, they use decimals.
Must be an Apple thing.
Must be. Yes, it is.
So, I'll give your quarterback the upside here. Definitely his running backs get the upside. But I definitely like your.
His quarterback. Nice matchup.
He does have a nice matchup against Atlanta. Atlanta put up a decent fight, though, last week. They weren't terrible. I do like your receivers better. I like his tight end better. Let's see the defensive matchups. Oh, they both got opposing defenses going against each other, New England and Pittsburgh. Both are capable of a stinker. I'm not sure which one it is, though.
Tough start to the year for New England. They got to play at Miami and then at Pittsburgh. Right. Isn't that a tough start?
I think so. It's a tough start.
I would think that's a tough start.
I mean,
Miami, you know, they look like they are a pretty good team. So.
Yeah.
I think it's hot as fucking shit down there in September.
I think I'm going with the Holy One. I think I'm going with the Year of the Sharks. 2-0, baby! New champs!
Hey, it could be a special season for the Sharks.
Could be.
They're looking like they have a stout team.
Could be.
Good luck. Good luck to you, Shark.
Good luck, Sharks. All right, our last matchup here. Bickley Bison at the Tyson Teabaggers. Almost a 20-point dog right now, the Bison are. 19-point dog to the Teabaggers. Let's see why. That's a lot. I mean, Joe Burrow had a rough week one. You know, not as much protection from his offensive line as we thought he would have gotten from the revamped offensive line. But, I mean, Josh Allen's just a monster. I think he should do well against Tennessee. The running back side, I feel like it's kind of even. We're not even sure if Najee Harris is playing. I think they're saying he is probable, but not sure. On the wide receiver side.
The thing with Harris, I've been reading up on injury.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he hurt it in the preseason.
Oh, Harris has an injury too. I didn't even know that.
Najee Harris.
Oh, Najee. Oh, I'm seeing Damian Harris. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So he hurt that. He had like a Liz Frank sprain.
Yeah.
Not a good injury.
Not a good one. A lingering issue.
And that was the same foot that he hurt game one. So that's where the people are like concerned about.
Yeah.
Or at least all the bullshit fantasy people are concerned about.
Mm.
He is a bell cow, like Dustin's term.
Round pick.
He does get the fucking ball, and Tom runs the shit out of him.
Yes.
I had him last year. He was nice to have, but. I do worry, you know, how much of a beating and if he's beat up. So
mm-hmm.
just something to keep monitoring, you know, as the season goes on.
Yeah. Tough one here. I think it's more even matchup than the line is giving. But I think just the Josh Allen and Cooper Kupp factor is enough to put Tyson Teabaggers over the top. I think they're get back to even at 1-1 and take down Bickley Bison this week. What do you think?
Excuse me. Yawning over here.
That's okay.
It's a long day at work.
I hate to bore you here.
Jeez. I try to get this pod going at 7:30. Or 7.
Slaughter's a night owl.
That's why I texted you. I was like, I hope he can go up earlier. Like,
yeah, I just got the kid to bed. So it's like, all right, let's get this in.
Let's get this on. Baggers got the two double, you know, quarterback, running back. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
James Conner, Las Vegas, Cooper, Julio.
I like Julio. He could be a nice pickup.
Yeah, I'm going to. And I'm
going
to go lock of the week.
Oh, shit. The champ's coming back.
This is Sparta.
Woo-hoo! Lockdown. Nah, I think Burrow's too good of a quarterback to have a second dud.
Hopefully he's hitting Jamar Chase.
All right.
Lock of the week, Greg.
I like it.
Extreme confidence in the champ.
Well, it was an eventful podcast. We got to a lot of stuff. We got to cover the draft, waiver wire, this week's picks. Or excuse me, this week's picks for winners and everything. And good first pod, good first official pod to start the season there, Brian. Let's give a little. Maybe you never know. Absolutely. We'll figure that out.
We'll have to reach out to somebody and see who's willing to come join us.
All right. Well, for myself, Sergeant Slaughter, the commish, El Bundo, and our hopefully playoff-bound Philadelphia Phillies, thank you for listening to the podcast. Have a good night.
Go Eagles.